The newspapers and radio, yes, I realize these are regarded by some as outdated media, but there's a lot to be learned from supposedly outdated information sources, as you'll hear shortly. Why those newspapers and radio have been replete with advertisements for stem cell treatments for a variety of problems. Now, really, stem cells can be quite effective for some problems and are usually harmless, unless they're injected into eyeballs and cause blindness, as happened last year in Florida. And they can do a lot of good. But we need to remember that a lack of stem cells is rarely the cause of any health problem. Stem cell treatments are also expensive. Online estimates vary widely. One estimate tells us the price ranges from, quote, as little as, unquote, $1,700 per treatment for a platelet-rich plasma to $11,300 for a complete marrow-derived stem cell procedure. NBC News reported that the average session cost can range from $6,000 to $20,000. Yet another stem cell information website tells us that a stem cell procedure for osteoarthritis, also known as degenerative arthritis of the knee, or whatever the joint is, the knee, the hip, etc., why that stem cell procedure cost starts at $5,000 and can be high as $10,000. Now, listeners who already subscribe to Green Medicine Newsletter may have read about this already, so if you want to take a little nap or turn off the radio, please do. For everyone else, this next information may be hard to believe, but here it is. For $123.90 per year, if you use the 1,500 milligram tablets twice daily, or $146.46 per year if you use the 1,000 milligrams tablets or capsules once three times a day, osteoarthritis pain can be completely controlled with the B vitamin niacinamide. Now, let's go back on that. Let's see. That's less than $150 a year versus $5,000 per stem cell treatment. But even better, it works because it actually treats the cause of osteoarthritis and degenerative arthritis. And as you'll hear in a bit, it treats all over the body, really. Okay, it treats the cause. This treatment was originated and thoroughly researched in the 1940s. Yes, here's that outdated information again. However, it worked really well for humans suffering from osteoarthritis in the 1940s, so it should work for humans, same species, right? Suffering from osteoarthritis in the 1950s, 60s, 70s, and so on, no? Right up to the second day of the 21st century. Have personally observed it to work almost every time since obtaining that 1940s information in the 1970s. In 1949, Dr. William Kaufman published a book entitled The Common Form of Joint Dysfunction, Its Incidence and Treatment. In that book, he described the results of a two-year study of 455 individuals with significant osteoarthritis. In addition to recording degrees of pain, he personally did range of motion measurements. All that means is how well does each joint flex and extend? How stiff is it? Of every affected joint in all 455 individuals, he explained that the range of motion measurements were necessary because those are, quote, objective measurements, unquote, and cannot be criticized as a placebo effect. After all, if you're saying more pain, less pain, why, that might be a placebo effect, but not the range of motion of your knee or finger or whatever. All 455 individuals had significantly less arthritis pain, a very large majority no pain at all when the treatment was fully effective, and all had significant improvements in range of motion of their joints. Dr. Kaufman pointed out that pain relief and joint motion improvement started after 3 to 4 weeks of niacinamide use and maximized in 3 to 4 months. Although all arthritic joints could experience relief, Dr. Kaufman wrote that knees, shoulders responded best and most often, followed by neck, wrists, and fingers. And oops, I left out hips there. They should have been up there with shoulders and knees. Dr. Kaufman also observed that continuous treatment did significantly reduce swelling in connective tissue and cartilage. Laboratory testing, yeah, they did that in the 1940s too, folks, demonstrated a significant reduction in inflammation. Since reading Dr. Kaufman's work in 1976, no one taking this treatment, I did say no one, after visiting Tahoma Clinic for even severe osteoarthritis, has needed joint replacement therapy. At less than $150, even less 40 years ago, per year. Now, how does niacinamide treat the cause of osteoarthritis? This, folks, is why niacinamide is so preferable to any other treatment. How does it treat the cause? In just the last few years, researchers have reported that a major cause of degenerative arthritis is less than optimal energy production. Now, for the technically inclined, that energy is called ATP for adenosine triphosphate. Less than optimal energy production by the mitochondria, those little energy engines inside every cell in our bodies. Yep, in this case, it helps to restore optimal energy production inside of cartilage cells. Hey, that's the way nature works. Imagine that. When there's not enough ATP, the cartilage cells deteriorate, resulting in degenerative arthritis. Yeah, no kidding. In very recent years, researchers have reported that mitochondria, remember, they're a major source of energy for every cell in our bodies, can be re-energized by the same treatment Dr. Kaufman used in the 1940s, the niacinamide form of vitamin B3. And for the technically inclined, they'll tell you that the niacinamide turns into NAD, which turns into NADH. Yeah, technical, I know. And that gets those mitochondria going, and here comes the ATP. And the cells get stronger. Now, just as importantly, some might say even more importantly, when mitochondria are weak in our cartilage cells, it's very likely that they're weak in our brain cells, our heart cells, our lung cells. Yeah, it could go on and on through every cell in our bodies, which is very likely why so many people have told me that as their joints feel better, their mood and memory and many other things have felt better too. Remember Science Magazine telling us just last year that glaucoma in 93% of mice who had otherwise a genetically determined 100% chance of glaucoma in their lifetime? Yes, that could be prevented. That could be prevented. In 93% of mice who had a genetically determined 100% of chance of glaucoma in their lifetime, and the problem was exactly the same, inadequate energy production by the mitochondria inside the eyeball cells, corrected by niacinamide. But back to degenerative arthritis, osteoarthritis. Would you rather pay $5,000 to $10,000 per stem cells treatment or less than $150 a year for niacinamide and actually treat the cause, which is not a lack of stem cells? It's a lack of niacinamide, which I'll get to that in a bit. And no, you can't get enough of that from a multiple vitamin with niacinamide in it. And that's available by the prescription in every natural food store, compounding pharmacy, and the Tahoma Dispensary at all those W's and TahomaDispensary.com. In addition to that very excellent chance of eliminating osteoarthritis pain and stiffness very inexpensively, there's that very big bonus, beneficial effects on other body cells and tissues that need more ATP for energy. Now, so why wouldn't the niacinamide in a multiple vitamin work? It isn't enough. When our bodies make niacinamide, and yes, 2/3 of the population, our bodies make niacinamide out of tryptophan, and guess what? We don't get osteoarthritis. But in 1/3 the population, and those are the ones with a family history of type 2 diabetes, the disruption, function I should say, and insulin resistance, and the things associated with that, actually make it so that people who have that do not make much, if any, niacinamide in their own bodies. And if they don't make it in their own bodies, how are they going to keep the energy production up, especially for cells that are impinged on all the time by walking around, namely joints, which are going to feel it first, aren't they? So really, folks, this is thoroughly researched, thoroughly figured out. And guess what? There's a big overlap between osteoarthritis and type 2 diabetes. Imagine that. This is thoroughly researched, thoroughly evaluated. Lack of niacinamide is the cause of the osteoarthritis. And we have to take the dog on much because it's not being produced locally like it should be in people who have this problem. And so it takes a whole bunch of molecules to penetrate with enough to do the job. And for other complete detail, including safety information, because it's usually very, very safe, very rarely run into adverse effects, and if we do, what are they? Oh yeah, we get a low-grade nausea. That tells us too much niacinamide for my liver, and we just cut back. That's all there is to it. Anyway, see the September 2016 Green Medicine newsletter, and check with your doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, Completely controlling osteoarthritis pain and avoiding surgery is just one thing you can do with Tahoma Clinic guidance. Want to stop those gallbladder attacks forever without surgery? Yep, very doable. Want to eliminate endometriosis pain as well as the endometriosis without surgery? Uh-huh, doable too. Rebuild lung function if you're a woman suffering from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease? Hey, if you're a man at any age, why not significantly improve your body's own anti-carcinogenic testosterone? Why not? Why not eliminate your child's asthma or eczema? Tahoma Clinic can help you with these problems and much more.